Hi and welcome. My name's Alexa and I will be audio describing King Arthur by Lenavibet. This is an introduction audio description for you to familiarize yourself with the set and the characters ahead of the performance. You'll be able to listen to this introduction again in the auditorium with the headsets just before the shows start. Let's begin with the set. The front half of the stage nearest to us is open with only a few patches of grass dotted around. The back half of the stage is taken up by a medieval castle, which is about 13 feet high and 20 feet across. It's made of three distinct areas. The left area is a building made of pink lime walls and dark crisscross wooden beams. At ground level, the wall facing us has a stable door split into bottom and top halves, which can open separately. And there's a face-sized slider in the top half. The wall itself can be pulled open like a door with hinges on the left to reveal a small room with pink lime walls, which we'll refer to as the left room. Above this floor is the top left platform, a room with a back and left wall only, a small pointy turret and two narrow windows with a pointed arch at the top. There is an open exit door in the back right corner of that space. The right area is made of grey stone walls and dark wood. Facing us is an arched opening big enough to let a couple people through at once, and it leads to a small covered area. The back wall is dark burnt orange coloured, and an opening to the right leads to a ladder that goes up to the top right platform. That platform has a back wall only with an arrow slit towards the top. On the right edge of the platform is a wooden frame that gives onto this ladder, which we'll refer to as the right exit ladder. That frame extends out into a wooden beam that points towards us, on which a metal bucket is attached with a pulley system. Under the bucket, back on floor level, is a carved out stone trowel. The central area is a dark wood platform connected to the floor by two wooden steps on the right. This is the main platform. At the back of it, a grey stone wall and dark wood swinging doors that are arched at the top. Above the doors, a two-dimensional grey stone defence tower, which is the tallest part of the set. There are two wooden ladders on the platform, one on the left and one on the right, and they each lead to the top platforms mentioned earlier. All three areas of the set will occasionally represent different places as the characters travel through the region around the castle, and the dialogue or sound effects will give you enough context to make this clear. Now, onto characters. There are three actors in this show, and they all play several different characters. We're in medieval times, so characters wear a white long-sleeved shirt with cross laces from the collar line up, and tights as base layers. And all shoes are boots made of black or brown leather. The first actor is Nick Bunt, a white male in his late 30s. He has short brown hair, clean-shaven beard, medium height, and a slim build. Nick plays the following characters. Osbert wears a green hood worn down. His outfit is different in the opening and closing scenes and will be described in real time. King Arthur wears a red, blue and gold three-quarter length outfit, a cape with white fur and bright red finish, and a gold crown with white fur and gold jewels. Sir Gawain wears a tabard, which is a sleeveless, loose medieval coat with blue and white squares and stripes, and he's got a distinctive bowl haircut. Mordred wears a multicoloured patterned hoodie worn up and carries around a wooden cup and ball game. Sir Percival wears a purple tabard with a large black cross on the front of it. The Lady of Shalott will be described on appearance. Balan wears a purple and yellow hood and tabard with a letter B crest. Fake King Arthur is played by Nick in parts. He wears a red and blue striped tabard and a cheap-looking crown. Fake Sir Gawain wears a blue and white striped kitchen apron tied around his waist and a thick black woolen bowl cut wig. Fake Mordred wears a burgundy hoodie worn up. The second actor is Matt Freeman, a white male in his early 40s. He's bald, clean-shaven, medium to tall height, and medium build. He plays the following characters. Dave wears a red hood worn down and carries a beige satchel. His outfit is different in the opening and closing scenes and will be described in real time. The Jester wears a purple and yellow hood with two pointy horns on either side, basically a medieval times clown look. Mr. Hill wears an orange shirt and has brown fuzzy hair, and he only ever appears from the waist up. Merlin wears a long blue dressing gown with a blue nightcap. Morgana Le Fay wears a long black dress with a brown floral pattern, a black horned hat with a trail, and red hair in side buns. Guinevere wears a long, flowy, luxurious green dress and a green headband over her long blonde hair. The Green Knight wears a green hood and tunic with a cross on the front and carries a large silver axe. Sir Bertilac wears a brown open sleeveless jacket and a small brown hat. Lady Lyle wears a blue cloak and has long brown hair. The Riddler wears a large grey woolen cloak with a large hood worn up and carries a silver thermos and a cup. Fake Merlin wears a long blue robe with a large blue pointy wizard hat and carries a big staff. And fake Guinevere and fake Morgana Le Fay wear amateur-like versions of their real counterparts' outfits. The third actor is Al Dunn, a white male in his late 30s. He has short brown hair, clean-shaven, medium height, slim build. He plays the following characters. Edgar wears a blue hood worn down. His outfit is different in the opening and closing scenes and will be described in real time. The actor wears a blue cape and a large red and gold beret. Vivian wears a white long dress and has long grey hair. Sir Lancelot wears a stylish black and white checkered tabard with purple edges and has curly bouncy hair. Sir Pellinor wears a red tabard with a black cross on it. Nobby wears a dirty yellow suede apron. Mrs. Bertilac wears a black corset, blue skirt, and a wig. The Black Knight wears a black leather style vest and a black helmet. Balin wears the same outfit as Balan, the purple and yellow hood and the tabard with a letter B crest. The tailor wears a leather waistcoat. Fake King Arthur is also played in part by Al Dunn. Fake Vivian wears a white dress and blue-coloured springy hair. And fake Sir Lancelot wears a black and white tabard and a black loose flat hat. This is it for the characters. And before we begin, in the opening scene, the three characters are in the stocks. These are wooden frameworks with two vertical legs and a horizontal section at the top that has three holes to restrain an offender's hands and neck. This forces them to stand bent over forward. And the top section has hinges on the left, which allows the stocks to be lifted open. Fabric covers the bottom section, which makes only the offender's heads and hands visible while they are in the stocks. This was your audio description introduction to King Arthur. I hope you enjoy the show.